And now for reading and writing and radio.
The author of that excuse is Shel Silverstein, but it could be you.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Washing dishes, and my dad put the dishes in for me, and we got some brand new dishes, and I went to pick it up, and I dropped it and it broke, and then I told my dad that when I picked it up, it just splattered.
That you hadn't dropped it?
Yeah, nothing.
Did he believe you?
Yeah. I would have gotten gigantic trouble. I'd been grounded for like a month. I'd been in big trouble.
One time I said I had a sore throat and I had a headache and went to the office and they put a thermometer in my mouth, you know. And then she would go back into the office and I'd take it out of my mouth and start waving it around. So I guess I just got lucky on time and I put it right back in my mouth just in the time and she'd come in, sit,
so
and she'd call my mom and dad. Mom and Dad would come pick me up, and I'd stay home, but I never got to do anything. My dad always made me read, and he said I couldn't watch television because I was sick. And
there's this girl I kind of like, but she bothers me all the time. Anytime she calls and lets me go anywhere, I go like this. I go to Mom, I wave to her, and, you know, try to get her to say no. I silently say no, and I go, Mom, can I go? And then Mom goes, no, really loud, and then I don't have to go because I really don't like going that many places.
I have an older brother, and my dad is divorced, and he has a girlfriend, and she just moved in, and she has real beautiful wine glasses, And one night she told my brother and I to do the dishes. We had to clean her wine glasses. And I was out of the room because I had to go to the bathroom. My brother was in there and he was cleaning the wine glasses by hand. And he accidentally dropped it on the floor. And then my dad's girlfriend, she heard something. I just walked in the kitchen. I was looking at the floor with all the glass on it. And she said, "What happened here?" My brother goes, I was in the living room putting up some books, and Jenny was washing the glass, and she just dropped it. And I go, "That's not true. My brother did." And she goes, "Oh, Jenny, don't lie to me. I'm going to ground you for 2 weeks. Now you go in your room right now." And I go, "But I didn't do it." And she goes, "Don't smart off to me." And so I went to my room.
I used to play this with these little jadrums, and Alex, I had this helicopter, and Alex threw it on the roof and everything, and we were blowing it up with firecrackers, and we took out a screen so we could climb out on a roof, and I went out on a roof, and I was running around on the roof throwing tennis balls off that we'd throw up there and everything, and I finally threw the helicopter off, and it landed on the driveway, and right when I was about to jump off, my mom yelled out the window for me, and I use Alex as an excuse, because I said Alex threw the helicopter up and everything, and I had to go out there and get it, and he threw a whole bunch of my tennis balls out there, and I went out and got those.
When we were at a swimming pool, I jumped in the pool, but I wasn't supposed to, and when I got home, they asked me why I went in the pool, and I said because people splashed me. People were splashing me, and that's how I got wet.
Excuses. Today's subject, if you haven't figured it out already, is excuses. All kinds of excuses. We all use them. Why? Are they good or bad? Before we get going, I have to say thank you to the kids who helped out in this show. There'd be no excuse for me if I forgot that. So, to the kids at Ball Elementary School in Chatham who shared their stories with us, and to Mrs. Nadine Workman's second grade class from last year who recited Shel Silverstein's poem Sick, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's not so easy to share stories about excuses, because sometimes excuses are something you can get in trouble for, or if you tell your excuses, they might not work later. This seems to say that excuses are sometimes kind of sneaky, and they are. A lot of the time, when you make up an excuse, you're not telling the truth. At best, you're exaggerating. So why do we use excuses? Well, one reason we use excuses is to get out of doing something we don't want to do, like doing the dishes or going to school. Pretending you're sick is a great excuse for getting out of things, as we've already heard. In Tom Sawyer, Tom tries to use this excuse, and he soon wishes he hadn't because it backfires on him. When this passage begins, Tom's brother Sid is running to get their Aunt Polly. "Oh, Aunt Polly, come. Tom's dying." "Dying?" "Yes'm. Don't wait. Come quick." "Rubbage. I don't believe it." But she fled upstairs nevertheless, with Sid and Mary at her heels. And her face grew white, too, and her lip trembled. When she reached the bedside, she gasped out, "Oh, Tom, Tom, what's the matter with you?" "Oh, Auntie, I'm..." "What's the matter with you, child?" "Oh, Auntie, my sore toe's mortified." The old lady sank down into a chair and laughed a little, then cried a little, then did both together. This restored her, and she said, "Tom, what a turn you did give me. Now you shut up that nonsense and climb out of this." The groans ceased, and the pain vanished from the toe. The boy felt a little foolish, and he said, "Aunt Polly, it seemed mortified, and it hurt so, I never minded my tooth at all." "Your tooth, indeed. What's the matter with your tooth?" "One of them's loose, and it aches perfectly awful." "There, there, now, don't begin that groaning again. Open your mouth." "Well, your tooth is loose, but you're not going to die about that. Mary, get me a silk thread and a chunk of fire out of the kitchen." Tom said, "Oh, please, Auntie, don't pull it out. It don't hurt any more. I wish I may never stir if it does. Please don't, Auntie. I don't want to stay home from school." So that's an example of when an excuse might not be the best thing to try, at least if you have sensitive teeth and don't feel like losing any of them. Of course, he does lose the tooth, and he does have to go to school, but what happens there is another story. Another reason we use excuses would be to get out of trouble for something we've already done. One way to get out of trouble is to blame it on someone else. I couldn't do it because he told me not to. She made me do it. Or, I didn't do it, my brother did it. It may feel fine and dandy to blame something on someone else, but how do you feel when you get in trouble for something you didn't do? Another way to get out of trouble for something you've done is to play dumb. I forgot. Or, I didn't understand. In Laura Ingalls Wilder's book, On the Banks of Plum Creek, Laura and Mary have been told never to slide down the Strassdeck. One day they just can't resist playing on the Strassdeck, and although they knew that when their father said no sliding, he meant to keep away from it entirely. But they intentionally misunderstood him and decided it would be all right to roll down the Strassdeck. When it comes time to tell him why the Strassdeck is in pieces on the ground, they explain that they didn't disobey, for they didn't slide down the stack of straw. In their case, it worked. Pa knew that they had disobeyed, and they knew that Pa knew they had disobeyed, but the excuse did keep them out of trouble. And it might have taught Pa to be a little more careful about what he says in the future. Sometimes excuses can get you into trouble instead of out of it. Sometimes we wish that we had just told the truth instead of making up a story to explain our actions. In One to Grow On by Jean Little, Jane Chisholm just can't resist telling a story about why she was almost late for Sunday school when her teacher asks, "What held you up, Janie? You're usually one of the first there." The dishes, breakfast, arguing with mother, kicking a rock along, thinking, "These things could not be told properly." "My little brother was sick," Janie improvised quickly. "Mother was up with him all night, and I didn't want to wake her. So I got breakfast for everybody, and I just couldn't get finished in time." As she spoke, it was very clear in Janie's mind. She saw herself tiptoeing to her mother's bedroom door, saw her mother fast asleep, her face shadowed with weariness. She pictured herself rounding up Robin Elaine and whispering orders to them. In her mind, they obeyed her without question, their faces respectful. She was on her way to check on Tim when Miss Andrews brought her back to reality with a bump. "What's wrong with Tim, Janie?" Janie searched for something plausible. She hesitated, but Miss Andrews was waiting. "Measles." "Measles," Miss Andrews repeated. Janie sat very still. Tim had had measles at Christmas. Why hadn't she said he had a cold? What would she say when Miss Andrews remembered? "Let's hope it's a light case of them," Miss Andrews said, parking the car and turning off the motor. She had not remembered. Janie drew a deep breath. Then the teacher went on, "I guess we won't see your mother in church this morning." Janie shook her head in mute agreement. Yet not only would Miss Andrews see mother in church, she might very well see Tim himself going into the nursery, Tim all scrubbed and shining, without a measle on him. If you only use excuses now and then, they might work, but if you use them too often, no one's going to believe anything you say, even when you're telling the truth. That's a bad thing about excuses. Another bad thing is that sometimes they're addictive. The more you use excuses, the easier it is to use them, and the harder it seems to tell the truth or to do what you're supposed to do. And don't you get mad at people who never, ever do what they're supposed to do and are always blaming other people for things that are their own fault? Excuses have a real purpose, and it's not always a bad one. Excuses can be white lies, which are often kinder than the truth. For instance, let's say you really don't want to go over to a friend's house, but you don't want to hurt her feelings either. Then it might be kinder to say that you have to do something else, or your mother won't let you, if the alternative is to say that you don't like to play with her, or something else that will hurt her feelings. Excuses can also make it easier to do the right thing. If you really don't want to do something that you know is wrong, but the other kids are pressuring you to do it, it can be really hard just to say no. It might help you a lot to be able to say that you have to go somewhere, or that you have to go home, than it would be to say that you just didn't want to do what the other kids were doing. In this way, excuses can be a good thing. Sometimes you're told to give excuses, like if you're home alone and someone calls for your mother. It's better to say that she's in the shower, or to make up some other excuse for why she can't come to the phone, than to say that you're home alone. So that's another situation where an excuse can be and should be used. I think an excuse can be good when it's used for the right reasons, but they're too often abused. If you make excuses all the time, people are just going to think that you're a liar or that you're irresponsible. And one of the worst things that can happen is if you start to believe the excuses you make up. If you don't even know the truth anymore, that can be really dangerous. An excuse usually implies that you've done something you're not so proud of, so you should always try to be aware of it when you make up excuses, so that you can tell just who you're fooling. If you fool yourself, you won't be able to work on the problems that the excuse is covering you for. An excuse is bad always if it's hurting someone, even if that someone is yourself. So, what's your opinion? When do you think it's okay to use an excuse? Have you ever used an excuse and been caught in a lie? Have you ever told the truth and not been believed? Have you ever been used as an excuse for someone else's mistake? How did that feel? Write about your excuses.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.